and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Think back to when you were 16 like Thomas Rhett. Okay?
Gotcha, yeah.
Give me an overall picture of Kelly Perry at the age of 16.
Oh, man. Green.
Not like a Martian?
No.
No.
Completely clueless.
About everything?
Everything.
Okay.
Everything.
Like, were you invited to parties?
Nope. So. Because everyone know I wouldn't be allowed.
David Daly at 16.
Awesome, cool, amazing, sweet.
Look at him looking around the room.
Looking, muscled up. Oh. You know, all those kind of adjectives.
Can I stop you right there in your tracks? You know, later on this morning, we have an old classmate coming onto the show.
Classmate?
Yeah. Oh. Mallory Jordan is coming in, and she actually went to Wiener Schools with David.
Yeah, she's going to let us in on the real David.
Remember all those adjectives he used to describe himself, and we'll have to make sure we get those out this morning in front of Mallory.
We'll compare adjectives.
Good looking, funny, smart,
muscled up.
Yeah, I may need to call her for termination here.
We're gonna have to cancel that booking coming up here in a minute. Yeah.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a study out that says 84% of people like fall weather when it finally gets here.
Oh, I'm part of that 84%.
It's so wonderful.
Me too now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it wasn't until like the last week and a half where I was like, oh, I'm just done with it. Just done with the heat and the 100s. You know, we're trying to close a pool. It's like, just be done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you think, you know, last week we had what, temperatures in the 70s? And then this week, it's in the 80s again. Yeah. I'm like, come on, give me a break.
I think the official start to fall is coming up like this weekend.
Really?
So there's that. There's also some headlines out today. I want to give you a heads up. If you are reading anything on social media that involves a hashtag Mario Kart, you might not want to read it.
I love Mario Kart. Are they coming out with a new one?
No, don't.
No, yeah, you don't want to read it. I'm just giving you the heads up.
Yep.
So somebody got their hands on the Stormy Daniels book where she describes, you know, Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, there's a Mario Kart reference on anatomy.
It's a certain character on Mario Kart.
You probably don't want to read it.
Nope.
Because I thought, oh, they're bringing back Mario Kart.
That's what I thought.
You click the thing and then you get the description of why she said that.
Yeah. That's, and then you just can't get it out of your head.
No, every time I see him, I will think that. That's awful.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on the new song with Kelsea Ballerini and the Chainsmokers. So the deal is, we hear this collaboration's been in the works for a while, and we're like, what's it going to sound like? Is it going to live up to the expectations? Because I think we kind of had high expectations.
Right.
Y'all, it totally lives up to the expectations.
It's good.
The full song is out now, and this is what it sounds like. This is called This Feeling. It's Kelsea Ballerini with the Chainsmokers.
They tell me think with my head, not that thing in my chest. They got their hands at my neck this time. But you're the one that I want. If that's really so wrong, then they don't know what this feeling is like. And I see.
Pretty catchy, though. You can actually check that teaser out and the video on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Jessica Simpson. So she is glowing, and it's not from a picture she took 9 years ago with Brandon Baxter.
You stop it right now.
It's because she is pregnant and expecting her third child with her husband, Eric Johnson. So she shared a picture on social media showing off her baby bump in this long, flowy dress holding her belly, and she captioned it, my baby love. And she also shared another photo with her kids, basically announcing that it was a girl. So congratulations to Jessica Simpson. Oh, they also said it was a happy surprise, so they weren't really expecting.
Can I tell you how disappointed I am in life right now?
Oh my God.
Jessica
Are
Simpson
you?
Is pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Jana Kramer is pregnant.
Yes.
And Carrie Underwood's pregnant.
Now, what if Britney
so
Spears
what does
gets
this
pregnant?
Mean?
Oh my gosh, I'm done. I'm totally tapping out.
Oh man. Okay, so yesterday was a big day, especially if you're a fan of superhero movies, Marvel in particular, because we got the first trailer from Captain Marvel. And y'all, I think I watched it about 15 times yesterday. Might have done that at work a little bit.
Because
the trailer was so good. And it features Brie Larson as Captain Marvel herself. And this is actually the first full-length feature movie based on a woman superhero. So that's pretty cool. But it looks like it's a flashback to the 90s.
What about Wonder Woman?
Well, I meant in like the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, okay, she's DC.
Like, not like in general, but in the MCU. In Marvel, she is the first one.
Well, how about that?
Let's make sure we clarify.
Yeah, make sure we clarify, get it all right. But anyway, it features Samuel L. Jackson, Nick Fury without the eye patch, Blockbuster Video's in there too, so it's kind of like a flashback to the 90s where the movie's kind of based. But anyway, if you want to check out this trailer, it's awesome, and it's up on the BBITN blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, I've done a lot of different stories, but I can't really say I've done a story quite like this one. So a guy in Virginia was in a grocery store on Saturday, and he was doing something very unusual, and police had to be called out because he was picking up different pieces of produce, dropping down his pants, and for whatever reason started to rub them on his butt cheeks, and then he was putting them back up on the shelves.
I can't believe you're telling on yourself, David.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because I traveled all the way to Virginia over the weekend so I could do this.
Right.
But have you ever heard of anything quite like that before? Because that's a first for me.
Not really sure why you would do that.
And what makes it even stranger, the guy's name, no joke, is Dwayne Johnson.
Stop.
That is not true.
I can confirm it is not The Rock who was out there doing this kind of stuff, but he ended up having to go to jail, and they had to throw out basically every bit of produce in the store because of contamination issues. But I also, it's funny that this kind of story comes up to me today because I read this deal about grapefruit and why the grapefruit kept failing his driver's test.
Really?
About that? Yeah. It's because it kept peeling out. Listen. I give that an A on the joke, but an F on delivery. And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, 7:04 in K-Fine Country.
What are you
Don't
doing?
Don't talk like that. That's weird. Now, preface before what we just went on. Hey, I'm going to talk like I'm Matthew McConaughey all day. But I don't think that's what he sounds like.
How does
like
he
there,
do
buddy?
That where he just sounds like, hey, man, here we are. We're just cool.
He's always chilling.
It's the all right.
All right. I'm cool here today at Club Tan. Does that sound like me?
No.
No?
I'm going to lay down here on this here tanning bed.
Y'all think that doesn't sound like me, I should just talk like me?
Yes.
All right, so let me try that again. 7:04 in K-Fine Country. Good morning. It's Brandon, Kelly, and David, the Barrel Boy. Okay, so a couple of things I wanted to bring up as we get ready to kick off the Breakfast Club today. David, the Barrel Boy, has evidently, I don't know, a lot of people that I talked to and people who reached out to me on social media and even my neighbors, they heard the thing where David was supposed to eat the onion like it was an apple.
Right. Yeah.
And they were questioning, did you do that? And then I thought, well, just go to his social media. You can see him doing it.
Yeah, because we videoed it.
You sent it to him. You airdropped it.
I did.
To both of us. Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. No, she didn't.
She airdropped it to both of us.
She did not.
I'm afraid you just didn't like the video.
Would you like a video of you eating an onion? Think about that for a second.
This isn't about me. Why do you turn everything? So legitimately, nobody believes that you ate the onion.
And he did it. I was right beside him, and he still smells like onion today.
Oh,
I don't smell like onion. I do
Every
not.
Every time
don't
you
tell
talk,
me that.
I get a whiff.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. See, that's awful.
I've brushed my teeth like 14 times since then, okay, because I've been self-conscious.
Well, all right. I just got a text from your girlfriend, your fiance, Rachel, and she said that she could not be in the same room with you last night.
Oh, that had nothing to do with its breath, though. It's crazy, but like, so the whole deal, hey, he ate an onion, and then it sounds like to some people that you didn't even really do it, because there was a festival in some other country, and people were eating onions like they were apples. So imagine how you bite into like a big old red or a green apple. Mm-hmm. That's how he was trying to eat the onion, but his teeth weren't strong enough to go through it. He couldn't get penetration.
Yeah. That's not true at all. I got plenty of penetration, but here's the honest truth, because back in school, they called me Mr. Truthful. They called me the truth.
Yeah.
Oh.
I doubt that.
I bit into the onion like it was an apple.
Yep.
But I did not take a bite because I would have literally, not even kidding, thrown up.
So you were just basically cutting it with your teeth and then spitting it out.
I was getting big chunks out, and it tasted so bad, I kept gagging, that I really had to just spit it out.
So since you didn't post it, and now we're a day late, I mean, we still have it. I could post it myself, but I thought it was better if he did it. Would you mind if we maybe, I don't know, had you do something here while we're on location this morning?
To make up for it, basically.
Well, because I failed and I didn't officially eat any kind of onion, I have to make it up somehow. So, yes.
Okay.
I will.
So what do you have in mind?
Well, so a few minutes ago, I told David, and if you've gone to my Instagram story, you already know this. I had David hold up some different stuff from the boutique here at Club Tan Studios, and I said to him, I said, David, let's show these to my wife and see which one she would like.
Yep.
Okay, unbeknownst to David, I've actually posted all of these asking what David should wear today.
No. We're not doing that.
Oh, wait, so people get to go and they get to vote on what he gets to wear before we leave here?
I think that's the way this is going to work today.
No, that's awesome. We're not doing that,
It's up on my Instagram story.
Yep.
No.
Brandon on KFIN.
No, don't follow Brandon. Go unfollow. Block him.
No.
Report him.
Report.
Please, to Instagram. He needs to be reported.
If you want to see the options for what David might be wearing today, because he thought he was taking these for my wife, and instead, he has been set up.
No, we're not doing this, okay?
So by the time the guests get here, imagine this.
Yeah.
Guests come in. And they have no idea what's going on, or because we don't refer to this again.
Right.
They walk in, and David's wearing female clothes.
We're not allowed to talk about it.
And you can't address it either. You just have to act like it's normal.
No, I have to at least tell them what's going on.
Nope.
I can't act like I'm in girls' clothes.
Brandon on KFIN on Instagram.
Why
check
do you
out
always
my story.
Like to put me in girls' clothes?
We're live at Club Tan Studios. Jeez. And the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your KFIN Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, it's 7:19 in KFIN Country, and sometimes you just really don't know what's about to happen when you're on the radio. And that's one of the things when you're on location and people stop by. And David, who was supposed to eat the onion and post the video of him eating the onion, didn't do that.
Yeah.
So today he's going to wear women's clothes. That was his idea.
We decided to make up for it.
That was not my idea. You're the one who set me up like you always do.
All I said, well, did I set him up, Kelly?
No.
Here's what I said. Let's show my wife these different outfits, and then I'll see which one she would like.
Uh-huh.
So David's holding them up, and then I said on my social media that actually David was going to wear one of those outfits later on today.
And to vote on it.
Yeah, so you can
never
go to my
fails.
Instagram story, Brandon on KFIN, and see which one. There's the Real Women Watch Football shirt, which is kind of a crop top. Where his arms are going to be shown. There's the Genesis t-shirt with the, what do you call that, shawl or something?
A shawl.
Is that what that's called?
More like a cardigan, maybe.
Okay.
Shawl.
Well, I don't. What is a shawl?
Dang,
I don't
Grandpa.
Know what a shawl is.
What is this other thing over here?
An oversized sweater.
It's a big shirt.
All of these options are up on my Instagram story, Brandon on KFIN. And one of Kelly's buddies, Misty Lehman, just showed up a second ago. Good morning, Misty.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're good. You came by basically because you're trying to defend David.
Yes, I came to get him out of his women's clothing.
Thank you.
But he doesn't have any heels on either, so I don't feel as bad.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good.
If I were to say which one would he look the best in, because I don't want him to look silly. I mean, come on.
Oh,
we want him
to look ever.
Would you think the star oversized sweater over here?
No, that would look good on Miss Kelly. We don't want to mess that up.
Okay.
Thanks.
What about the Genesis with the shawl?
I think he needs this black and white strap with some heels he wears.
Oh, so something.
Heels he wears.
This?
She picked something totally different.
She's going off the wall, a new selection.
All right.
That's great.
So when Mallory Jordan, one of David's schoolmates, gets here in a little bit, he is going to be in one of these outfits. That's going to be so embarrassing.
There'll be a nice high school reunion.
I'm going to walk back to Wiener. I'm not coming back.
Lots of things have changed since high school for David.
And then again, some things have.
I'm here to say David needs a raise.
Oh,
thank you.
You know what? Turn her mic off.
Somebody kick her out of here, please.
Misty is saving my day right now, trying to get me all these women clothes and pay me more money. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Are you guys ready to do the birthdays?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do the birthdays.
Birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday to you.
I
happy
hear.
Birthday. Happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, time for birthday sport today. It is Wednesday, August 19th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Adriana Palmer from Paragould, 16 years old today. Sophia Duran is 6 years old from Jonesboro. The quote is, happy birthday, baby girl. Mommy, daddy, and your brother love you so much. So Daniel Newton of Jonesboro celebrates. Joel Ledbetter of Jonesboro. Del Parker from Brooklyn. Jim Huff from Wynn. Dwight Sharp of Evening Shade. And Kelly Eaton of Brooklyn has a birthday today as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Katrina Bowden is 30 years old today from 30 Rock. The country star, Chase Rice, he's turning 33 years old today.
Ooh, Colton, can we do some Chase Rice?
Ready, set, let's roll. Ready, set, let's ride. Get your little fine cell phone step, shimmy up inside. Slide, girl, by my side, girl. Yeah, we can run this town. I can rock your world.
Chase Rice, 33 years old today.
Kelly's favorite, Jimmy Fallon, turning 44 years old today.
Love him.
And give me credit where credit is due.
Gosh, he follows you on Twitter.
That's right. Jimmy Fallon, y'all. Come on now.
Kim Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills turns 54. And Trisha Yearwood.
Hey.
She's 54 years old today.
Ooh, we have to do some Trisha.
Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy.
Happy birthday to Trisha Yearwood, who celebrates today. Again, David's going to be in women's clothes the next time you hear from us.
Come on by and see us. The picture with him.
Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, it's 7:34 in K-Fine Country, and David has transitioned into what is at least going to be outfit number one, I believe.
At least? No, this is the one and only outfit. This is what I'm stuck with today, okay? This is what the
but
people
wanted.
But your
fans are requesting more.
Yes, the legions of fans. Kelly, please, David, stand up real quick. And I know you have a guest here, and we'll get to that.
Oh, gosh.
Just make sure you're okay.
Well,
how would you describe
it? On now, everyone, is a t-shirt. It's one of those softer t-shirts. It's a little shorter in the front, a little longer in the back. And it's a little above his belt buckle. And it says, Real Women Watch Football.
And it's about the same color as his skin. So anyway, if you check it out on my Instagram, you can see Brandon on KFIN. Mm-hmm. We have that up there. And Mallory Jordan just so happens to be here this morning.
Perfect timing.
And Mallory graduated from high school with David.
It was so fun. You've changed so much.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh, my goodness. So let's talk about, first of all, Mallory was on the news for a number of years. And I'm sure that was a cool thing for you to go from, you know, high school through school through the further schooling, and then you're on in your hometown.
Yeah, it was a great experience. I loved being in Region 8, serving here, and just learning way more about this area. Mm-hmm. You never know what's really here until you're able to travel to all the different areas.
So for people who are like, wait a minute, Mallory Jordan was on in the mornings and now I don't see her. Can we talk about what you're doing now?
Yeah, so I'm out at ASU Newport. I'm working for them in their marketing and communications department. It's been so fun. I've learned a lot since going over there. You know, the communication side I can kind of get. The marketing stuff I'm getting taught. But we do so many great things, have so many great programs, and we actually just introduced a mascot, so I've been able to be a part of that. So it's been really a great experience as well.
Ooh, tell me about the mascot.
So we are now the ASU Newport Aviators. The ASU Newport campus in Newport is located on an old Army airfield where, you know, thousands of people from Jackson County, they worked and lived there. And so we really wanted to pay homage to that history. And so we're now the ASUN Aviators. We are going to have a mascot costume.
Oh, that's cool.
Ace the Aviator.
I know someone that would probably wear the costume.
You know, he might meet the height requirements.
I think after this morning, David might be looking for a new gig. he's like, get me out of this radio thing. So it's cool to know that you're doing something. You know, obviously in life we continue to want to grow and prosper and stuff like that. So we're proud that you've made this transition.
Thank you.
Are getting to now work with so many people who are going to continue their education.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Let's talk about going back to school real quick, because David, this morning we kicked off the show and he's telling us that when he was in school, when he was around 16, what were some of the words you used to describe yourself?
Oh, you know, amazing, spectacular, muscled up, smart, all around great guy, you know.
Just muscled up.
What do you remember?
The most athletic person I've witnessed at Wiener High School.
Of course.
Thank you.
You can tell. You can tell he was athletic. Uh-huh. So when you knew David, because I knew David when he was about 18, right? He hired into the radio station or came in as an intern. He was really, really shy.
Mm-hmm.
Was he really shy in school?
Yes. When we found out that he graduated and he was going to go be in radio, I don't think anyone really believed that's what he was going to do.
I know.
Because in high school, I was a year older, but he never talked to me. I don't know if I scared him or because I talked a lot.
So he was kind of stuck up, though.
Yeah, right.
Stuck up, yeah.
What was it? Why did you not talk to Mallory back then? Was it just shyness?
It probably was. It probably was a lot of that. And just I was like, I don't know how to describe that. Because I was just kind of like my own. I was
he
like,
was never mean. He was just, you know, kind of in his own little corner.
Yeah.
He would sometimes get out of his shell, but
yeah,
I mean,
like,
I can be a lot. I know.
But I would do like homecoming skits and stuff like that. But I never was like out there in the hallways like talking to everybody. You
and
know?
Now look just, at you.
And now look at him.
He's I'm dressed up as a girl right now, you know.
So, in his women's t-shirt.
Yeah, and we actually have a photo. And I have a number of photos of David in said outfit, which we'll post here as we go throughout the morning. Mallory, let's talk about this 5K that's coming up because it's actually going to be happening in Newport.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these events, they end up – it seems like it takes forever to get them together. You do all the advertising, and boom, all of a sudden
it's finally here. Yeah. Yeah, we've been talking about it for quite a while. So it's the first ever 5K that ASU Newport has hosted. It's going to be October 6th at 9:30 in the morning on our Newport campus. Registration is $15 and then $10 for students, and that includes your T-shirt. What's really cool about this 5K, it's the first one we've ever done, but it's also all the proceeds are going to student scholarships. We have so many technical programs at ASU Newport where students need, you know, kits, books, you know, our welding students, they need a certain equipment, safety equipment. Our HVLT students need equipment. All these really high demand fields that we want to get students trained and out in the workforce. So they need help getting these equipments. It's really expensive at times. So all of this money will go towards the scholarships to help provide those things for students on all three of our locations, Newport, Jonesboro, and in Marktree. So we're really excited. We hope we have a great turnout just because it's our first one.
Sure.
And we really want to support students and their efforts to go into these high demand fields. We have so many job openings just in this area, in these fields, and it's our mission to fill those with high qualified workers. So you can register at asun.edu/5k, and there are medals and cash prizes up for grabs for that 5K.
Nice. Come on now. So, again, it's happening October the 6th at the Newport campus, and Mallory Jordan joins us live this morning. We appreciate you stopping by.
No, thank you guys so much. So good to see David.
It's good to see you, too. A nice little high school reunion.
Yes, it was wonderful.
We're live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 7:51 in K-Fine Country, and Dawn Lair from Families, Inc. has joined us this morning. And the first thing that Dawn did when she walked into the room was to look over at David.
Yep, that's true.
And she kind of shook her head. What do you think about the outfit that he's wearing this morning, Dawn?
You know, I mean, y'all just, like, mess me up when you do this, when you are so, challenging to look at. No.
Are you saying I need to leave?
No, actually, I think it kind of frustrates me because I think he wears things better than I do sometimes.
I know.
So kind of that. Look at him.
I promise.
Brandon's wife, Leslie, and I are so jealous of David's legs. It's ridiculous.
When he walked in, because, like, obviously the idea is let's make it really funny. And I know it's ridiculous on the outside, but it's not as funny as I thought because I don't know why it kind of works with him.
Did you get the shirt here? Did they have that shirt
here? Yeah, it was like right over there.
Oh, that's right. Well, there's that see-through crocheted thing that I want you to wear next time.
Oh, darn.
Right. Yes.
Shirt underneath?
I think that's perfect.
Oh,
I don't know if that's even appropriate.
Well, like this is?
Hey, point made.
Have you seen what people wear on the red carpet these days? That's perfectly normal.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
So what I did say, though, is that you should have had this on last night, David, when we were at that opiate awareness event because it was so stinking hot.
No
joke. I could have worn those little short shorts over there and a shirt.
No. Yeah, because
that would have been so much more comfortable.
Well, then nobody would have been there, though.
Right.
Nobody.
That would have been, all right, I'm out of here.
This is the best show ever.
Not offending. Sorry.
No, we love to have you out here because, first of all, we laugh and we joke and we have a good time. But second of all, when we think of Families, Inc., you know, we talked with Hayden Huckabee last week and we talked about PTSD, and it seems like we can help people through that and talk to people who have had issues.
I'm loving that we're getting to do that.
Or maybe even like people who don't realize that is part of their issue. And they can kind of go, oh, maybe that's what's going on in my head. Maybe I should go to Families, Inc.
Yes. And I do love it that we're getting to inform and that we're getting to use this platform to inform. And sometimes you're going to be stuck with me, though, and I'm going to talk about more fun things. But I think it has been a really good platform. I really would encourage people to write in if they have anything they would like to hear Hayden talk about, right. Topics that they would like to hear him potentially talk about. Because in November and December, he'll probably be here a lot. So we would love to do that.
Well, and I was telling Dawn a few moments ago, I didn't know when we were talking about mental health and how we would cover that, because sometimes that can be uncomfortable in some
ways. Mm-hmm.
But I think what we've been able to do, and especially getting to know Hayden, is really potentially help people through some issues. I believe that just talking to him about anxiety and panic has helped me not have nearly as many anxiety moments.
I love that. That's awesome.
So if that happens to me while I sit here, I'm hoping that we can help people in their car on the way to work and taking the kids to school and all
Well,
that.
And of course, not everything's a quick fix, you know, and so that's why we're here. And so they can always just call us. And it doesn't have to be something that goes on forever. Treatment doesn't have to go forever. It might be something that's just a few session thing. And that's fine. I mean, you know, figure out coping skills or that kind of thing. And so that is fine. We don't necessarily need people to be in treatment forever.
Right. And you're looking to help them find that breakthrough moment.
Exactly.
It's going to help them break through and get over whatever their issue might be.
Exactly.
And also, you know, Families, Inc., we talked through that stuff. But you guys do so much for the community. And How for Humanity is something that happened. It started 4 years ago. We're going into season number 5 with Arkansas State football. Of course, there's a home game this weekend. And that means you guys are opening the checkbook.
Exactly. And this week it's going to be we're doing something a little bit different this year. I should have prefaced that. We decided to shine a light on mental health. In more of the ways than just talking about mental health issues with Breakfast Club, but shining more light on it. It's an issue in our communities and in our country right now. Resources are not being offered enough. There's being more barriers put in place for mental health than ever. And so we decided we wanted to really talk about the partners that we have in our community. Yes, they're competitors of ours sometimes, but they're also doing some really wonderful things. Right. And this particular week, it's going to be St. Bernard's Behavioral Health and their We Care Fund. St. Bernard's Behavioral Health is a inpatient facility for adults.
Right.
And we have oftentimes used them as a resource for our folks that have more critical issues that need a stay. And so we have done that, used them many times, all the way across our coverage area. But they have a fund there called their We Care Fund, and it is an employee-offered fund. They give donations towards it, the employees do. And it's for offsetting costs, out-of-pocket cost, right. Their medicines, that kind of thing.
Right.
I think it's so neat that they do that the employees see the value of that.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're just trying to shore that up a little bit for them. And hopefully there'll be a good game this weekend.
So for every touchdown that is scored at the home games for A-State, you guys hand over money.
$250 for every touchdown.
And
tick, tick, tick. And that's what it did at the last game, to $1,500.
And I thought about that as I was watching them score. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be a
big
day.
We've had several 2,500 games. Yeah,
that's awesome.
There's been, I think three of those in the past. That's fun.
So that's a huge deal. And, again, this is just Families, Inc. saying, hey, we want to find ways to help, and we want to give away this money every time there's a point or a touchdown scored, which I think is cool.
Touchdown for A-State.
But you don't have to do that. Like, Families, Inc. doesn't have to do that.
No. One of the reasons we started this project in the first place is because we have so many resources out there that we utilize. Most of them are nonprofit organizations, domestic violence shelters, children's shelters, substance abuse facilities. there's this a whole gamut of them out there, and they have to fundraise constantly to keep their doors open. And so this is just a way for us to help them. But they're a resource for us. They're a resource for our communities. And so it's a little selfish in some ways because we need them.
Sure.
We need those desperately. And our communities need them desperately. So that's what we do.
So if people want to find out more about Families Inc., maybe there is somebody going through something in their life that maybe they think that the counseling could help with. Maybe it's them. Maybe they're thinking, hey, I really need somebody to talk to, somebody to help walk me through some issues. What are the contact points and the touch points to get Families
Inc.? I think the easiest thing is just to go to the website because it's familiesinc.net.
Right.
That way you can do a little research. I would encourage you to go to the locations page and see where the different locations that we have, because we're in Northeast, North Central, and Central Arkansas, a lot of your coverage area.
Right.
And then also go to the services page and see what the different services are. You might not understand them all. That's okay. Go ahead and just call.
Right.
When you call, you'll be talking to an administrative assistant, and that individual will take all your information and then put it into the computer, and that it goes from there. They also talk to you about how much the services are going to cost, so you know that straight up front.
Right.
There's no surprises. And so it's easy. It's an easy process. You can also email. You don't have to call. If, you know, sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm sitting in my office and I need to make my gynecology appointment or whatever.
Right.
I don't necessarily want to, you know, say it out loud.
Yeah, gotcha.
And so, you know, you can also email and we'll call you or email you, whatever your choice is.
So familiesinc.net to find out more. And Don Laird joins us this morning live at Club Tan Studios.
Thanks
and
for
the
having
Coffee
me, guys.
Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, it's 809 in K-Fine Country. And as we sit here this morning, David the Barrel Boy basically gets everybody's attention as soon as they walk in to Club Tan Studios because of the outfit that he's wearing.
He has on a halter top.
Well, you know, at first I was slightly embarrassed, but now I've gotten so many different compliments that I kind of like my deal right now. You
know? Work it.
You like it too?
Yeah, might as well. Why not? What's stopping
Perfect.
You?
So Devin Nelson joins us here this morning, and you should have seen her face because this is going to be – is this the first time we've sat down and talked to you about something?
Yeah, this is the first time.
So she walks in here, first time, like, oh, gosh, I have to do the radio thing with this crazy crew, and she sees him like this. Does this make you more comfortable or less comfortable?
I think more comfortable because, I mean, I feel I can't do anything more outlandish than that.
Right, exactly.
We're good.
Exactly.
That's perfect. And Kelly was all excited when she saw you on the interview list. She's like, wait a minute, I know her.
Yeah, she used to train with us at Joey Perry Martial Arts. Now, did you get your black belt?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
For years, I trained at Joey Perry's, and I loved it. And I didn't start until later, either. I started when I was, like, 13, maybe.
Yeah. Right.
And then just jumped right in, fell in love with it, and was like, okay, we're going to do tournaments, and we're going to do private lessons, and we're going to do the whole thing.
Yeah, she jumped in.
That's awesome.
So you're saying you could choke out Brandon
Hang on.
I'm saying I'm going to say I could, but I'm not going to put it to the test.
Yeah.
she kind of looked at me like she might have had the thought for
could.
A second.
I was like, let me think about it. Yeah. Size you up real quick.
Would I get in trouble if I choked him out live on the
road? Yeah. Right.
I give you permission. It's okay.
Well, I think that might mess up the interview process a little bit.
Yeah, so. Yeah, for sure.
Well, there is that.
So would you like to choke out David?
There we go.
No, he's the reason I'm so comfortable right now.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
We won't mess that up. Let's talk about what's going on because you're here today representing the ASU Counseling Center's event that's going on, and it's the annual Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence Awareness Week, which you all kicked off last night and continue for the next couple of days.
Right. So we started last night with an after-hours event that started at 5:30, the Be a Polished Man discussion panel, which was really great. We had about 20-25 students show up to that, and it was focused on the male community and their experience with sexual assault and domestic violence, because they're kind of marginalized in this topic in terms of actually having a voice and a place to talk. So we wanted to make sure and give them a good area. Tonight we're doing bystander intervention training, where if you know you're nervous and you're hanging out at night, you see a situation you think might be a little questionable.
Right.
How do you step in a way that's safe and effective? And then we have our big candlelight vigil tomorrow.
Let's talk about what's happening tonight, though. This with this intervention. Give me the idea when people get there tonight. What's going to happen? What are they going to learn? Who's going to be teaching them?
Yeah, so tonight, if you go to the White River Room on the third floor of the Student Union at 5:30,
right.
You're going to see me. You're going to see Dr. Heston from the Counseling Center. And he's going to present on, you know, like I said, those situations. And we're going to kind of make it interactive. We want it to be where we're going to present scenarios. We're going to have people kind of act things out and give us feedback on what other options might be available. Because while we have good ideas as clinicians and practitioners, the students are in those situations all the time and can give us feedback and help teach us as well. So it'll be very back and forth, and hopefully things that people can take away.
Well, it's a weird situation when you think about it, because if I were to be in a room where something like that were to be taking place, I don't know how to react. I've never been in that situation.
Exactly.
It's not something that most people have the time to prep for.
Right.
So then, you know, you don't want to make it a more aggressive situation.
No, not at all. And that's the whole point. We kind of want to de-escalate the situation rather than escalate. And so part of it's not always you stepping in. It's if you're at a bar, go find the bartender and let them know so they can maybe step in as someone with authority in that situation.
Right.
Or, you know, the bouncer who's at the door, let them know what's going on so they can watch for that person to leave.
Right.
And make sure that they're not being taken out by another person who maybe they didn't show up with.
It's
things
just awful
like that.
To think about that kind of stuff. Yeah. And it happens. And, that, you know, it's an uncomfortable thing to talk about because it's uncomfortable for everybody involved. But at the same point, it happens.
Yeah.
It's real life. And we need to be as prepared as we can. So, again, the event tonight, what time does that start?
Starts at 5:30.
Okay, 5:30 tonight, the third floor in the White River Room at the Student Union.
Yep.
Then tomorrow night you mentioned the Candlelight Vigil.
Yes, that's
our
huge event is the Candlelight Vigil for the week. It starts at 7 p.m. out on Heritage Plaza Lawn.
Okay.
So that's right in front of the Student Union. You have one side of the Student Union that's got the Chi Omega Fountain.
Right.
We're the other side of the Student Union from that.
By the Welcome Center and,
yes.
and the Red Wolf.
And the Wolf statue and everything.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where that's going to be tomorrow night. What's the vision behind the Candlelight Vigil?
The idea behind that is to, like you said, make people realize that this is something that's happening. It's happening in our region, in our area. So we actually read through the names of individuals who have lost their lives due to domestic violence the year previous in Arkansas. We're not talking about the nation. We're talking about our communities where we can make a difference.
Right.
Like I said, you know, we had last year in 2016, 23, somewhere around there. This year we have 47 individuals on the list.
So we're going the wrong direction.
Absolutely.
So if people want to find out more about any of the stuff going on with the ASU Counseling Center, what are the easiest spots to get more information?
Actually, Facebook. We like to utilize that a lot because we know students utilize that a lot, and that's our number one target. So if you go on to the Facebook platform and you type in, you know, Arkansas State University Counseling Center, you'll see all of our events listed there. You can RSVP to it. And we have all of our flyers and things listed too.
So it's a great event happening on the campus of Arkansas State. Again, it continues tonight and tomorrow. And Devin Nelson, the black belt, joins us live this morning at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
822 in K-Fine Country, and it's weird that we have so many members of authority coming in. I saw Doug Thomas stop by, Arkansas State Trooper, just a few minutes ago. Jeff Presley, Jonesboro E911, stop by.
What'd you do?
Well, I'm thinking it's your outfit, David. I believe there's been a...
there's been reports.
There's been a bolo, a be-on-the-lookout.
That's right, all points bulletin.
Just because this isn't allowed, right?
Yeah, something about a cross-dresser, I don't know.
Oh, man. Brandon's the one who put me in these clothes. Blame it on him.
Don't you say it like that, because that sounds weird.
You're the one who said it all
Brandon
up.
Put me in these clothes.
You can check out the outfits on my Instagram story, Brandon on KFIN. We'll have some after pictures coming up here in a few moments as well. David posing. You know Mallory Jordan from KIT?
I do.
So she works for ASU Newport now, but they went to school together.
Yeah.
They went to Wiener High School together, and you should have seen her face when she saw him like that. So that was interesting. I saw you on social media, Jeff, the other day. It looked like you and Mayor Harold Perrin were down in Little Rock, and it looks like the city of Jonesboro was getting awards down there.
That's right. You know, we're on the cutting edge here in Jonesboro, Northeast Arkansas, with some technology. We're really proud to get these awards. It's the Governor's Digital Technology Awards. We spent a lot of time and effort and some money to upgrade our systems here in Jonesboro and Craighead County. Not only with emergency services, this also helps our citizens out.
Right.
You know, the first Pioneer Award we got was top in the state for the Octagon system that changes the red lights for first responders.
Right. So how does that work?
Well, it's got a device implanted in the front of the truck of the fire department and ambulance services. So if they're running an emergency code, it will actually change the red lights to green to allow them a faster response time.
Wow. Well, that's great. Plus, it's got to be a lot safer as opposed to them having to try to navigate through people still trying to cross those intersections.
And this is good technology. And, you know, we got this on a federal grant. So we got about half the red lights in Jonesboro, you know, set up right now. We hope to advance next year with some more.
So when you think of all the cities in the state of Arkansas, the fact that, you know, we're not the biggest city, but the idea that we're on the leading edge of that stuff, I would imagine some of those other cities are going to be leaning on you for expertise.
Sure, sure. You know, this is working great. We're a pilot city for this in Arkansas. And as you know, Red Wolf Boulevard is pretty busy in the afternoons. Yeah. If we have a major accident or a ambulance call down there, it's tough for the first responders to get through. So this is a life-saving measure.
Yeah, because there's those moments where those seconds truly do make a huge difference.
That is correct.
So that was one of the awards. There was also, it seemed like there were two awards that you all were
That's great.
Were
getting. We was the runner-up, first place in the Digital Technology Awards for our mapping systems that we use in 911. This connected to the police department, fire department, animal control, every emergency right. service that we touch in Craighead County. So what this does is added some features where we can view the cars in real life, the emergency responders, automatic vehicle locating systems. We can see their speed, direction of travel related to the call they're going to.
Right. So if somebody happens to get off point a little bit, you can direct them right back to where they need to be going.
That is correct. And, you know, on the police side, if we go out and we set up a perimeter and the police are looking for somebody, we can actually see that in a live shot on our screen, not only in the 911 center, but in the police cars on the laptops.
I think that's one of the reasons that as a city, Jonesboro is so lucky to have Jeff Presley at the helm of 911, because you continue to learn, you continue to advance what you all are doing out there, and we're really proud of that. And the fact that we get honored across the state is a really big deal.
And, you know, it's a teamwork approach. We're blessed to have some good leadership in Jonesboro that's willing to invest some time and effort and money into this new technology, and we're making it work. So,
is there any truth to the fact that when you're mapping these vehicles from animal control, that Officer Jeff Moore doesn't do a whole lot?
Well, you know, we've been looking at his vehicle.
He's sitting over here next to us.
One of the things we're looking at doing just for his vehicle yes. is having a system where we can wake him up.
An alarm starts going off.
We say that because Jeff sits right next to us live this morning at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:36 in K-Fine Country, and Natalie Fleeman joins us this morning from Ritter Communications. I've known her for, God, no telling how many years now, but welcome to the Breakfast Club.
Thank you for having me.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm smelling this good coffee we've got going on over here at the Coffee Gallery.
It gets you excited about that, right?
Yeah. That's what helps wake you up.
We love to get here and get our coffee right off the bat in the morning. And, you know, we talked to you, let's go back just real quick, because we talked to you and your husband a number of months ago about the Manila Barbecue Festival. How'd that turn out?
Yes, it was a wonderful event, very successful. You're right, we were here just a few months ago talking on the radio. Earlier this spring, we did that barbecue festival in the town of Manila, and we anticipate that we had about 3,000 in attendance, which is about the population of
our
town.
That's awesome. Yes.
So that's kind of amazing for a small town. So we're very happy that the community members came together and pulled that off.
So I would imagine there will be a second one?
Yes, that's right. It'll be next spring, and we'll release information closer to time.
There you go. Wanted to check up on that. Now, one of the deals that we've done for many years now, and it kind of blows my mind that we're going into the ninth year of doing this, is the Hoping for a Cure event that we do with NEA Baptist and Ritter. I've been a part of that. I really believe I was there for the very first one.
That was actually my first ever radio event, I believe, because I just signed on as a very nervous 18-year-old intern, had no idea what I was doing. They just said, hey, drive the Polar Roller out there. And it was like the OG Polar Roller, like the big one, right?
Yeah,
and I was like,
Fred truck.
Oh my gosh, what's going on? But no, it ended up being a really fun event. It was like one of the first events I got to hang out with you on and just having a good time, you know?
Well, that sold you on wanting to do radio, right? I'm sure.
Yeah, right then and there.
So this deal, again, we're going into the ninth year of this, and it all goes on in the Caraway and Highland area in the Pier 1 parking lot Natalie, tell us kind of the reason that this event takes place and why it's such a great event for our community.
Yeah, so the 9th annual Hoping for a Cure event is part of a Season of Hope. Right. We've expanded it from a Week of Hope to now a Season of Hope because there's so many activities going on to raise awareness to different causes and to help provide hope for people going through difficult things like cancer. So the Bucket Brigade, Hoping for a Cure, it's going to happen at Highland and Caraway intersection. It's not this Friday, but next Friday, September 28th. It's from 11 to 1, and we're going to be collecting money at the Bucket Brigade there on the street for the Susan G. Komen Foundation, Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation, and Hope Circle.
Yeah, and that's a great event. Again, we've been out there for this event, and there's lunch involved in this, so if you want to go by, we're going to have our big grill out there and making lunch for everybody because we want to make it a spot where you can come by, you can make those donations. And at the same point, we realize there are people in this area who have a need to be screened, who might not have the means to go through and have some of these cancer screenings, and that's one of the big deals with this event. You guys are trying to help them get those screenings.
That's right. We're offering free screenings. The doctors over at NEA Baptist are excellent to donate their time and services. We're handing out mammogram screenings and prostate cancer screenings. So all you have to do is come to the event, see if you meet the qualifications, and you can get those free vouchers so that you don't have to be charged if you don't have insurance. But also ahead of the event, September 24th through the 27th, which is Monday through Thursday, you can actually call in and kind of reserve your screening, if you will. So the number for that is, if you need the mammography screening, the number is 870-936-1096. And if you need prostate cancer screenings, the number is 870-936-8192.
Well, I think when you think about those, you know, you hear so many people say early detection is the key. And if you're not going in for those regular screenings because you don't have insurance, maybe you're underinsured, this is just a really cool way that NEA Baptist is and Ritter are helping to do this.
Yes, and we're so thankful for our sponsors like Ritter, NEA, EAB, KIT coming together. All of the volunteers, you're going to see us out there. There's about 70 people that will be at the event the day of, and we've got some swag bags that you can come and collect. Like you said, there's lunch. You guys are providing some excellent food. Some hot dogs and different things like that. And then there's also a free Roku, so you can sign up to win a little gift while you're there.
So we invite everybody to be a part of this again. It's the 9th annual Hoping for a Cure. It's going to happen at Highland and Caraway next Friday from 11 until 1. That's right there in the Pier 1 parking lot. And I'm telling you, when you drive by either of those roads, you can't miss this event.
Yeah. That's right. There's a large tent right there in the parking lot. I'm sure you'll see your flashy radio vehicle, so be sure to come and empty out your change in your change tray.
We'll appreciate that next Friday. Again, in the 9th annual Hoping for a Cure, and Natalie Fleeman joins us live this morning at Club Tan Studios and the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:49 in K-Fine Country, and Officer Jeff Moore, we actually woke him up to get him to talk to us here. He's joined us from Jonesboro Animal Control. You ended up being, like, you were in the perfect spot when we talked to Jeff Presley. Like, I had to send him up.
I wanted to say a lot of really good things about Jeff when I come in here, but he ruined it.
He did, totally. There's not many things you can say about him anymore. No, really, you guys all work as a team. And we were talking with Jeff about some of the new technology that basically we have in the city that helps with emergency services and animal control, and you were bragging how that's been beneficial to you all as well.
It's been great for us. I mean, there's a lot of things that Jonesboro City, and Jeff Presley's been the spearhead on a lot of this stuff. Yep. There's a lot of good things that Jonesboro does because of the leadership we have with people like Jeff, that people just don't even really realize where Jonesboro sits in the state of Arkansas.
Right, and you see these other cities and these awards that come in for, you know, not, I mean, we're not one of the smallest cities, obviously, but, you know, for a smaller community to know that we have such great technology, which all comes back to helping out the people here, I think that's really neat.
So people will come out and look at Jonesboro Animal Control. We have one of the most state-of-the-art facilities that are out there.
Right.
And it's a good example of what Jonesboro is.
Well, I remember going to the original Animal Control, and this is, I don't know, 10 or 11 years ago, whenever it was, but it was not the greatest facility.
It took a lot of work, and you can thank Larry Rogers for a lot of that and a lot of our leadership at City Hall that's brought a lot of this together. We've really got... We've got some really good things going on out there. We've got some good things on the horizon that we're looking forward to moving toward.
Right.
We're always moving in a positive direction.
When you're doing this to benefit the animals at Animal Control, you think about these animals who are strays or who have been dumped off somewhere and they don't have anywhere to go. And if they stay out there in the wild, that becomes dangerous. So you all go and you get them and you take them back and you put them in a facility to hold them basically and keep them safe and keep them fed and taken care of until somebody comes in to adopt.
Exactly. Whenever we go out and pick a dog up, I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to take into consideration whenever someone just lets their dog loose in the neighborhood. It's not just a dog running loose in the neighborhood. It's a potential automobile accident. It's a potential dog bite. And yep. There's a lot of other things that can happen with this dog. And then there's the welfare of the dog itself, which is one of our main priorities are out there.
And that's one of the reasons that we say so often to go by Jonesboro Animal Control if you're looking for an animal and find one that will fit into your home. And unfortunately, I hate to say it like this, but there are so many dogs out there. There's going to be something for your home.
We are packed full, but we've got a lot of really great dogs out there. We've got one dog right now that we've had him for a few months now, and he's stolen my heart. He's a giant lug, yep. But he's great temperament. He's just a really good dog.
So, and sometimes, I don't know, those big dogs to me, I've always had a better experience as far as, like, they seem to be more intelligent. They want to be lap dogs, and they're giant, which is kind of fun at times. So this dog, what breed is he?
He's probably a mix of a Pyrenees and an Aussie. He's kind of an unusual mix. He's got the naturally stubbed tail, and yep. But to look at him, he looks like a big, hairy, white Rottweiler. He's just huge.
So he's out there, and he's ready to be adopted, and he would be a great dog for somebody's home.
He would be a wonderful dog.
So many different dogs up for adoption. The easiest spot to go find out more is either to stop by Animal Control anytime Monday through Friday from noon until 5, or the Facebook page, which is constantly updated, which has all the dog information. All you have to do is go to Facebook and search Jonesboro Animal Control. And Jeff Moore, we appreciate you coming by this morning.
I always thank you guys.
It's your K-Fine Breakfast Club live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Sometimes I read these stories that totally touch me in the heart. And I know you guys would probably say I don't have much of a heart sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes I might be a little bit callous, mm-hmm. Hardened a little bit, right? But there's a story on a guy who was 47 now, and 17 years ago, his wife got cancer. And to be able to afford the treatments, he had to sell his car. He had a 1993 Ford Mustang. 17 years ago, sells it to help her battle cancer.
Dang.
So ends up she's okay. But the great news out of the whole story is that 17 years later, his kids went back and found the car.
No way.
And there's a video online of him going there and getting the car back.
That gets you, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Those kind of stories, mm-hmm. like to me, when I check that story out, I'm like, oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
No.
Like if all of a sudden, you know, your kids bring you back like one of your favorite cars of all time.
I speechless.
What car would they bring back?
Ooh, a 1966 Ford Mustang.
You had that?
That my dad had.
What would yours be, David?
Gosh, I don't even know. I've only had like one vehicle.
It's been that same truck the whole time?
That's it.
I forgot he's a baby like that. You know the one I would want? I would want the Hummer that I had when we brought Kai back from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah. That's just kind of like...
What color was it?
It was kind of a blue, like a blue.
A blue.
Now, was it like a big fat Hummer or was it one of the smaller ones, like an H3?
It was H3.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have a big one.
No, I don't have a big Hummer. I had the smaller one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was blue. Whatever. Stop making fun of me.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, Carrie Underwood told us last month that she and her husband Mike Fisher are expecting baby number two. And today there's pictures out where Carrie and her family are basically at the happiest place in the world, which is Disneyland. Yeah. Brandon, I know you were jealous as you were looking through these pictures, but of course it's Carrie. And although she's in this comfy legging outfit, she looks adorable. It looks like she was being conscious of her pregnancy the whole time because it wasn't like she was on upside down roller coasters or anything. But there's another picture of her enjoying ice cream. It's funny because they captured her like with her tongue going out to get the ice cream.
Oh,
and I know she's waking up this morning and she's like, thanks a lot, guys. But it's still a cute picture. And there's another picture of Isaiah's face painted like a tiger on his dad's shoulders. So really cute family outing for Carrie and her family.
Right. And again, right now I'm dealing with the fact that Carrie Underwood's pregnant, Jana Kramer's pregnant, and Jessica Simpson's pregnant.
Maybe your wife should be pregnant.
Like, Wait a minute.
Oh,
hang on.
Shook him up, guys.
We're not talking about that. That probably isn't in the cards right now.
All right, so Dustin Lynch, he was inducted to the Grand Ole Opry last night. And what's pretty cool about this, he already knew he was being put into the Grand Ole Opry, right? But what he didn't know was that Reba McEntire was going to be the one to induct him into the Grand Ole Opry.
Right.
And what's cool about that, that's one of his idols, one of the people he looked up to in country music for so many years. And then Reba comes out on stage, huge surprise. He starts getting emotional, starts crying a little bit. She gets emotional from him getting emotional. And they're just like bawling up on stage the entire time after he does a big performance for everybody. He said that was the second most nervous he's ever been in his life on getting inducted into the Grand Ole Opry. In the video, it's really good, and it's up on the BBITM blog right now. Facebook, or I don't know why I said Facebook. It's a Facebook video that's been put up on the blog at kfin.com, K-F-I-N.com.
And if you like Blake Shelton, just a heads up, he's playing a pop-up show in Fort Worth, Texas. You can probably get there in about 8 hours, okay?
Yeah.
So the deal is, this tweet comes out. It says, surprise, Blake is performing this Thursday, which is tomorrow, at Billy Bob's Texas, which is in Fort Worth. The deal is, you line up to get wristbands, and you can do that starting at 10 a.m., right? The show is that night, and I guess you get the wristband, and then you get to come back. Hmm. Surely you don't have to wait the whole day.
You're sitting there for 12 hours waiting on Blake to get there.
But like, imagine this. Let's say you have to get the wristband. It's a show where you just have to get the wristband. They start giving those out at 10 a.m. What time do you think people start getting there?
Oh, seven, way early. Six. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet somebody camps out overnight.
No doubt.
You think so?
I bet so.
I wouldn't surprise
There's
me
going
either,
to
honestly.
Be someone or several someones, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David. What's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, we have the 13th season finale of America's Got Talent, 7 o'clock on NBC. We have the 9th season finale of MasterChef on the Fox Television Network at 7 o'clock. The 8th season premiere of Total Divas. That'll be on at 8 o'clock. I know what I'm not allowed to watch. The second season finale of The Center is also on USA at 9 o'clock. And also, you may want to keep an eye out for this, Big Brother's on at 7 with Julie Chen Moonves. I don't know if you caught that from the other night where she did her outro instead of being just Julie Chen. She was Julie Chen Moonves.
Oh, so she added that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big point of controversy for a minute. American Horror Story is also on. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And country is represented on the late night talk shows with Lady A on Seth Meyers and Willie Nelson on Stephen Colbert.
Dang, it's a big night on TV. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.